This is BFBS,
the Forces Station.
Mike Howarth meets Cooler Shaker.
It all began in 1988 when Crispian Mills met Alonza Bevan at college and they began playing together in a band. Then Paul Winterhart and Jay Darlington came along, and in 1995 the band's name was born. I'm Mike Howarth. Join me as I meet Cooler Shaker in this one-hour music special.
BFBS Original Music Specials.
Mike Howarth meets Cooler Shaker.
It is BFBS, the Forces Station. We are joined by Crispian and Paul from Cooler Shaker. Gents, thank you for joining us.
Pleasure. Thank you for inviting us.
Great to have you in. So, yeah. For anyone that doesn't know, what kind of pulled you together? How did you form as a band?
I was at sixth form college and I met Alonza, and we wanted to get a band together and save the world. And we met Paul. Paul was from Glastonbury. We felt we needed the ancient magic of Glastonbury to help us. And we also needed some 60s psychedelic soup, which we found in Jay Darlington, who was somebody that we knew with a massive organ. And so once we had assembled, we started, you know, going out of our way to write and create a very retro sound that we were inspired by. But we were also very much sort of dabbling in India. In fact, I mean, dabbling is probably the wrong word. We were fully immersed in a hot tub of mantra and Krishna vibes.
Yeah.
And really the Kulashekar sound came together over about 2.5 years. And when we finally did get a proper release, it went very quickly in terms of people just sort of immediately kind of catching onto it.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a shock, actually.
How did you guys deal with that? Just rocket into fame
drink,
and then...
mostly.
Honestly, it was drink.
No, it was great because we, you know, that we build up... It's like when you pull back on a bowstring, you know, they would build up so much momentum and so much attention and excitement. And also we had played non-stop since we were 16.
Yeah.
So we felt like we were raring to go. But, you know, when you get a hit, when it first happens to you, it is a bit of a blur. And there's no pun intended in regarding Britpop. It does sort of rush by and you have to kind of orientate yourself.
It was a great experience all living together and sharing those times, sharing, you know, domestic duties as well as musical duties. We used to sit around and do a lot of lounging around on the floor, picking up acoustic guitars, and then pile in a van come evening and either go and rehearse or, you know, go and
actually,
do
the gigs. The first van we had and my first vehicle was XMOD.
Was it really?
It was a red Leyland Sherpa.
Incredible.
Which belonged to the parachute regiment.
How long did that beast last for? How long did that
it
keep running?
It was very well maintained. and we had an ex-paratrooper busker friend who was our kind of like our guru and our roadie.
Wow.
And he also taught us how to busk and how to hold an audience on the pavement, physically down in a grapple. Yeah, and that was our chariot.
You spent a lot of time together, obviously. Were there any big fallouts back in the day?
There's been a few. We were just on stage last weekend. And I was lighting incense at the side of the stage before we went on, and then I lost the bass player's, Alonso, our bass player, I lost his lighter, and he said, "Where's my lighter?" I said, "I'm sorry, it's gone." And he started getting really stroppy, and I said, "Well, it serves you right for throwing a screwdriver through my snare drum." And he said, "That was in 1994
He's not holding a grudge then.
It wasn't a serious grudge. I was just trying to balance things out over several decades, that's all.
You guys in, obviously, you've got some kit with you as well. Let's play a track now. What's the first one you're going to play for us?
We're going to do a world exclusive, actually. This is a new song, never performed before. It's called Something Dangerous.
I'm living on the inside, that's the other side of me. I'm rolling like a river from the mountain to the sea. These are crazy days for certain, and nothing certain that for sure. And the clock is ticking faster than it ever was before. Singing, oh, if I could only catch a drop of sleep. I am not afraid to weep, cause I've been sworn, sworn, sworn. I've been sworn just like I never thought I could. Seeing faces in the dark, my name written in the stars, and there's something dangerous inside of me. She was singing for the camera, for the wicked witch's toad, who forgot to cook a supper, so she threw it in the road. Then a chocolate-colored vision, painted armor shining bright, chucked her up into the gutter and then galloped out of sight. She said, oh, 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 I would trade my kingdom for a horse. But only if it's yours, cause I've been snort, snort, snort. I've been snort just like I never thought I could. seeing faces in the dark, my name written in the stars, and there's something dangerous inside of me. Oh yeah. But my heart is not afraid, I am happy and insane, and there's something dangerous inside of me.
BFBS, the Forces Station, and we're joined by Crispian and Paul from Cooler Shaker. That was something dangerous. Literally so hot, it's smoky in that one.
Yeah, well, we thought, you know, it's actually good fun playing stuff for the first time, and depending on how it goes.
It's like our own private gig, I'm loving this. We talked a little bit, obviously, when you guys got together, and I think it's fair to say you guys are pretty spiritual, obviously, when you're not chucking screwdrivers through snare drums and losing lighters and whatnot. In an interview, you said, Crispian, you said the music, this, I'm going back years and years and years
right.
The music has sort of Shakti, is that right? Like power? Am I right with that, or am I getting this wrong?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you also said that your music back then brainwashed DJs into playing it, buying it, and I think you might be right. I know it brainwashed everybody when I was at school, and I'm only a few years younger than you. I'm not far behind you at all. They were all out buying the singles at school, so it kind of did sort of brainwash. But I think one of the massive things that certainly the lads in my school were obsessed with was your hair.
Well, I mean, I will never tell anyone that it's a wig, but the thing is. I think it's brainwashing in the nicest possible way. I think everybody needs to be brainwashed, brain cleansed. And they say the mind is like a mirror, you know, just covered in dust. And and definitely with things like mantras and spiritual practices, prayer and stuff, it does cleanse the mirror and you get to understand yourself better. Most things are just there to distract us, to keep us from looking at who we really are.
Sure.
And what's important to us, especially. So all my favourite music, always, ultimately, it got me in touch with who I was, even if it was just an energy or an excitement.
Besides, obviously, loving the hair, we did All By K as well. We did All By the debut album.
And my hair. I wasn't selling hair.
But let's talk about Tatvar, because that went to number 4, I think, in the UK singles charts. And we talked a bit about how you were sort of getting your head around just catapulting. But when you saw that and realised that, and you were being played all over the place and people buying that track, what was kind of going through your mind, Paul?
I was living in a flat in Islington with Lonza, and I remember being excited by it, but also wondering when we were going to be able to eat and wash up, because we were about to go on tour. And I think we came back from a tour and there were kind of organisms happening in the washing up. So we were starting to get really busy, and it was a relief, because previous to that we'd been quite worried, concerned about if it was going to happen or not. So we were pretty self-confident individually and certainly as a group, but we weren't infallible. We'd had our doubts before, so it was a relief that it was starting to do well. And it was great to go out and play shows that you knew were going to be full, and we were getting to go on tour in Europe. So it was a really exciting time.
Life's always a surprise when big momentous occasions happen. They're always unexpected. I remember having the meeting with the head of Columbia the week that Tatva went out, and I remember sitting in the room and him being really surprised that it was a hit. You know, I was like, wow, you know, I think he just got come in. It was his first week in the office or something, and he came in and he had a hit record. And I was like, wow. And it's rare. It's rare.
Saved his job.
It saved his job.
Just the way the top of the line.
BFBS.
The Forces Station.
Mike Howarth meets Cooler Shaker.
We'll quickly talk about Hey Dude, the third single from the album K as well, which got to number 2 in 96. Again, back at school, I'd like to think we helped you to get there. We bought the single. I actually bought it from our price on the high street in Huddersfield back in the, I think it was 15. Yeah, it was 15. Spotty, greasy haired, really not very attractive. With that particular single, obviously going to number 2, and I genuinely have still got it. And I tried to find it yesterday when I knew you guys were coming in, and I had a hunt around the house. I know it's in the house somewhere. I still have it. I retained all the good stuff. Again, that thing blew up. Do you think it was kind of a bit more, we're used to this now, and this is the way it's going to be, we're in the limelight, confidence boosted, or did you kind of get nervous at any point because of the fame that you sort of experiencing?
No, I mean, what I remember of the late 90s is working really hard, basically, and doing what I loved. You didn't have time to use the toilet, that's what they say, and it's great, but the momentum feeds into the music. And until you burn out, there is eventually a point where you need to have a little rest. You need to you need to go and leave.
This is BFBS, the Forces Station.
Mike Howarth meets Cooler Shaker.
Yeah.
BFBS. The Forces Station.
Mike Howarth meets Cooler Shaker.
We've got to touch on Govinda because that's sung entirely in Sanskrit, right? That's the whole song.
Yes, it's even more obscure form even than Sanskrit. It's an ancient folk dialect called Brijbasi, which is very close to Sanskrit and originates in the place called Vrindavan in Uttar Pradesh, where all of the North Indian traditions of music and poetry and art come from, and it's the birthplace of Lord Krishna. So it's very sacred, and it's the heart of the tradition of devotion. And so when we managed to get that on the radio, it was a huge sense of accomplishment that we had sort of ambushed the charts, really. And it's amazing because it made us a lot of enemies. Whenever you do something that's out of the ordinary and you break the mold, you know, some people can't handle it and they have a meltdown. Yeah. And there were quite a few people having meltdowns at that time. But
how do you deal with that if you got a bit of a backlash from people?
You just put your radioactive suits on and you just wade through it.
Crack on.
But it was great, you know. And I think that's what I've always loved about pop music. It's unpredictable.
Yeah.
And to be part of that, you know, there's glitches in the matrix.
Yeah. How did fans get on sort of singing along to that one? Did they master it? Did they do well?
It's always been the greatest sing-along track.
Yeah.
And I remember the first time I had that experience was at St. George's Hall in Leeds. And it was a massive gig. And the whole room was singing this ancient prayer with their hands in their air and beers aloft. It was a really remarkable experience. And it's continued to this day. We always play that song.
We'll be right back.
Mike Howarth meets Cooler Shaker.
BFBS.
The Forces Station.
Looking at Hush as well, your version hitting number two again in 97, used on the soundtrack I Know What You Did Last Summer. How was that, obviously, because using your music in films as well, because that's another level.
I tell you what happened. There is a story that goes with that. We were on tour in America, and the producer of a film came out and said, we want to use your track. And he said, here, I want to show it. And we were really not a bit sniffy. We were a bit snobbish about, well, who is it and what kind of a film is it? So we watched this film. We watched a rough cut on the tour bus. And we weren't really impressed. We weren't distracted. And some people walked out halfway through. And it was really, really rude. We behaved really badly. and ultimately, I think we were talked into it. And they said, no, you should definitely have your song. We thought, well, this movie will be, nothing will ever come of it. And we all went off and we had our break. And I went to India. I'd been like walking barefoot across a pilgrimage desert somewhere for weeks and weeks. And I finally arrived at someone's house and I saw a newspaper. First time I'd seen a newspaper in about 6 weeks. And I looked in it, and it was an Indian newspaper, and it said top Hollywood films that month. And I looked, and there it was. I Know What You Did Last Summer, number one in the US. And it was, there you go, what do we know?
It is BFBS, the Forces Station. We are joined by Cooler Shaker. Thank you for coming in.
Pleasure.
Absolutely. Lovely to be here.
You guys have been together for forever, for a long, long time. What would you say is the most difficult part of your job and doing what you do today as we are right now? Obviously, the world of social media is blown up. What do you find the trickiest to navigate, would you say, work-wise?
I think it's the same for anyone who's self-employed, is you've got to self-motivate.
Mm-hmm.
I find that having no money is a great motivation, and also having kids. And actually, to be honest, we do love playing music, but there's a lot more involved than just playing music. There's actually deciding what you want to do with that music, what you want to say, and what goals you have. I think we're in a place now, especially since the whole crazy thing that happened the last couple of years, that, you know, music's really important to us, and going out and playing is really important, and that's what we're going to do until we drop.
Good. I'm glad to hear, not that you're going to drop, but I'm glad to hear you're going to keep doing
drop
stuff.
And give us 20.
Yeah, go on, Paul, go. When we were all locked down during 2020, 2021, and then some, was that an opportunity for you guys to write some music? Did you do stuff during that time, or was it purely kind of family time and just keeping
We started writing and recording just before, and then we continued to record. It was quite hard because our studio is in Belgium.
Okay.
We're in England, and Alonso, our bass player who has the studio, is in Belgium, and obviously it was work related, so we could travel. It was just very difficult. It was very difficult, very problematic, a lot of paperwork involved. And I tell you, all we did, we just started telling people we were billionaires, and they let us do whatever we liked.
Must remember that one. Note to self.
Just pretend.
Original music specials.
Mike Howarth meets Cooler Shaker.
I was mooching around the World Wide Web, as you do. I came across something called Toto Africa Mashup featuring Cooler Shaker / Underworld. Does that mean anything to you?
No, but I really love Weezer's version. Weezer did a version of, I think, maybe Rosanna, not Africa.
Okay.
And it's amazing.
Is it? I'm going to have a look at that.
Really great.
I'm going to have a look at that when we finish, definitely.
Yeah, Weezer doing Toto is even better than Toto. Well, even, definitely better than Weezer, and it's better than Toto as well.
So, only because I've got the inside knowledge, talking of kind of blending tracks together, shall we do another session track right now in the studio? Do you want to play something else for us?
We will. We'll just see what happens. We'll do a little bit of this and a little bit of that. It'll be a sauté, a light sauté of tracks.
Go for it.
Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here together to witness the great congregation in this age of Aquarian communication and rehumanization. Huh. The revolution will not be live streamed across all social platforms. You will receive no notifications, only dehypnotizations, revelations, and realizations. Huh. This is right. Here we go. Before we all stand up, before the cell door shuts, and we ain't gonna love and we ain't gonna hate, from wars to the south to the Bering Strait. Gaslighting, they're just a gaslighting. We are long past the days of gentlemen, and I promise you we will tear this down. We will rise like the smoke from those burning cities, and we will know that the love and judgment will come. Before we all stand up, before the cell door shuts, yeah, we're just gaslighting, baby. They're just a gaslighting, baby. And it's all because somebody said, I'm the chosen one, I know what's right, I know what's right. Huh. Follow my light. Baby, they're just gaslighting. Just a gaslighting. Just a gaslighting. They're all just gaslighting, you know it, I know it. Those satanic mills, corporate shills, footing the bills. Non-believers, deceivers, overachievers, golden retrievers. Black magic witches taking us for b-b-b-b-b-b-bs. We know that the judgment will come. Love is the power, love is the flower. Love is the root of all true spiritual power. We gonna take it. Gaslighting, they're just the gaslighting.
BFBS.
The Forces Station.
Mike Howard meets Cooler Shaker.
Let's talk about the new single, Give Me Some Truth, because this is out now. People can get their hands on it. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's just a song that we wanted to record. We put it down originally as a demo, and everybody said they loved it. So we ended up becoming an exclusive single. So it's not on the album. And apart from the fact that it's very timely, it's quite nostalgic for us as well, because we haven't done an exclusive single since the day of Hush, which was another one of those sort of in between this album and that album. So we're kind of in between our recent album, the First Congregational Church of Eternal Love and Free Hugs, and the next one that we're about to start. And Give Me Some Truth is our little bridge between the two worlds.
Are you guys happy to play that for us now?
Yeah.
Here we go.
We're sick and tired of hearing things from gaslighting, infighting, double-speaking politicians. All we want is the truth. Just give us some truth. We've had enough of all this hate from brainwashed, soapbox, closed-minded hypocrites. All we want is the truth. Just give us some truth. No short head, long head, son of Tricky Dicky's gonna mother Hubbard soft soap me with a pocket full of soap. It's money for dope. It's money for rope. We've had enough of being mugged by kleptomanic, technocratic, psychopathic drug pushers. All we want is the truth. Just give us some truth. We're sick to death of seeing honest folks locked up, taken down, pulled apart and obliterated. All we want is the truth. Just give us some truth. I know Lucky Lockstep, son of Rockefeller's gonna smoke and mirror guys like me with a circuit for fools. Who's making the rules? Who's making the rules? All we want is the truth. Just give us some truth. Sick to death of being watched by technocratic, ecumenic, psychomatic, technocratic algorithms. All we want is the truth. But just give us some truth. All we want is the truth. Just give us some truth.
It is BFBS, the Forces Station. We are joined by Cooler Shaker, and that was Give Me Some Truth. We're joined by Crispin and Paul from the band. Guys, tell us a little bit about the video and the artwork for that track.
Well, the artwork is a Buffalo Soldier from the Civil War, and he was a character on our album artwork for the First Congregational Church of Eternal Love and Free Hugs. I'm getting good at saying that very quickly now. But when we came to try and look at imagery for a video, because John Lennon's lyrics are timeless and the song just sort of resonates, doesn't matter, could have been 100 years ago, could have been this week. And it was very difficult to try and to find something that wasn't like, you know, just sort of spoofing the news. Mm-hmm. And I ended up, just as a reference, I was looking at that beautiful restored footage of World War One by Peter Jackson called They Shall Not Grow Old. Mm-hmm. And I was working with that and everyone said, this is just so beautiful. You know, it really brings the story to life in it. It really crosses the centuries because you've got a song from 40 years ago, footage from 100 years ago being sung now. So we had to check with obviously Yoko, and she was cool about it, and then we also contacted Peter Jackson, and he really liked it too. So it's lovely to do something in memory of the soldiers, and it's great for the song as well. It really all comes together.
BFBS, the Forces Station.
Mike Howarth meets Cooler Shaker.
What would you say is the best place you've been? Paul, I'm going to come to you first in terms of touring. Where have you just felt this is a beautiful place to be?
We just come back from Santiago. That got us all buzzing.
We were in Chile.
Yes.
We were all super excited, firstly, to be in the sun again, and secondly, to be in a culture that was new to us and had obviously had a fascinating history. And speaking to some of the locals, we were enlightened to a certain extent about the history there, even in a small way. Spending a couple of days, two or three days there was really great.
And I know certainly with Chile, a lot of our listeners in the Falkland Islands have just got the luxury of being able to go and spend time there for R&R as well. So I hear a lot of good things. Still not been, but I hear a lot of good things. What would you say is the strangest thing you've ever been sent or given by a fan?
All right, Paul.
Someone made us a beautiful embroidered kind of tabard once.
Okay.
And it was presented to us as I don't know if by the owner. Someone said, listen, someone's made this for you. So we said, great, that's amazing. We'll take that. Thank you very much. I had a piece of album artwork on, which we loved. And we took it. We thought it was a gift, but they wanted it back. They just wanted to show it to us.
Amazing.
What actually happened is that we pinched it off them. So one day we'll...
Why didn't you bring it in today, Paul? Because, get involved.
Because it's in a flight case somewhere in a bunker in London. So that's why we generally don't carry around our own gifts from fans.
What about you? Have you had anything, Crispin? Or was that probably the number one?
The Japanese fans are famous around the world.
Yeah.
And the first time I went to Japan, I'd mentioned It's kind of like the story with George and the Beatles. You mentioned that they like jelly babies. And when they turn up in America, everyone was chucking jelly babies at them, you know.
Nice.
And I'd mentioned something about Star Wars and the samurai movies of Kurosawa. And when we arrived in Japan, it was just like, just buried in Star Wars figures and samurai movies.
Wow.
It was fantastic, actually. And that was before the reboot of Star Wars, so it was still cool and rare.
This is BFBS, the Forces Station.
Mike Howarth meets Cooler Shaker. Shaker.
BFBS,
the Forces Station.
What's the plan for the future? I know you guys have got tour dates lined up. You're doing the UK. I think you're going to the States February, March time.
Yeah, we're properly back in the saddle now, and we're going to be playing. I think non-stop. We're going off doing the clubs in January, and then yes, America and Japan. That's as far as I'm aware at the moment.
Any plans for later 2023?
I have to consult with the management.
I'm just going to catch his eye. Okay, I'm going to leave that there then, just to make sure. But it's so good that you guys are back, and thank you again for coming in. It really is just an honour to have you guys in. For all things Cooler Shaker, where should we go? How should we follow everything you're doing?
Well, I think the best thing to do is come to a gig if you can. And if you can't come to a gig, then I think there's this thing called the interweb. If you dial in Cooler Shaker on the internet,
boot up the modem,
you'll find. Yeah, I'm sure there's. I'm sure we're across all platforms.
Are you guys TikToking? Are you on TikTok?
God, we don't stop.
Are you on your own TikTok?
Well, actually,
I know you're on Insta, but I just wondered if you're on TikTok.
We've just launched TikTok.
Have you?
I use it sometimes, yeah. You know, but I'm quite a private person.
Mm.
I don't really consider my life that interesting, but I love what the band does. Yeah. So I love sharing stuff that the band's doing.
Sure.
But when it comes to like me trying on a pair of new jeans, I don't tend to. Certainly not dancing in my kitchen.
Not going
to
jump
but,
on
you know,
a trend.
That's where I'm going wrong.
Jump on the trends. That's what you need to do, jump on the trends. Yeah. Gents, thank you so, so much for coming in. It has been an honour, and good luck with the future and for everything in 2023 as well.
This is BFBS, the Forces Station.
Mike Howarth meets Cooler Shaker.
Original music specials.
On air, online, on the app, on FM, and DAB Plus throughout the UK. This is BFBS.
BFBS.
The Forces Station.